back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Yeah, we're live in the Allstate Showcase studio right here on Michigan Avenue on a Wednesday morning. Dan Shugru is off. He'll be off for the rest of the week, so we're not going to be doing our themed bumper music requests. Today would have been Wildcard Wednesday. We will not be doing that. We'll do it when Dan gets back. He'll be back on Monday morning. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. If you would like to follow us on Twitter, you can do so at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Once again, I want to thank everybody for coming out to our first film club screening of Zemeckis Fest, which is our summer-long tribute to one of my favorite movie makers of all time and Chicago's very own Robert Zemeckis. Last night we showed Used Cars, which is my favorite comedy of all time, and we had a nice big crowd. Lots of people had never seen the movie before. Just laughter throughout the entire movie, and people really, really loved it and had a great time. And Esmeralda, you'll be happy to know that Toby got applause.
As he should.
Yeah. People loved Toby. They love Toby, especially the scene where he where they pretend that Toby gets run over by the car for the test drive, and then Toby's pretending to be dead, which is that's the scene that really of all the Toby scenes, that's the one that really sort of got the entire audience going nuts. But anyway, thank you guys for coming out. It was fun, and you know, we're paying tribute to a great filmmaker and a guy born here in Chicago. And we're going to do it again in June. It'll be June 12th. It'll be the second Tuesday in June as opposed to the first. So it's June 12th, and we are showing the original Back to the Future, which is obviously widely considered one of the greatest movies ever made, a true American classic. And if you've never seen it on the big screen, you got to come out. And we'll let you know when the tickets go on sale for that. But it'll be at the AMC Rosemont 18, formerly Movieco. Really easy to get to, right off the highway. Parking is free. It's only $10 to get in to see an American masterpiece on the big screen. And everybody knows Back to the Future. You gotta come out and see it. You have to come out. So we'll celebrate more of the great work of Robert Zemeckis. And that'll be June 12th is our next one. And then in July, the first Tuesday in July, we will show Forrest Gump. So there we go. All right. So thank you again for coming out to see Used Cars last night. We had a great time and a really good crowd and very enthusiastic. And it was so much fun to see that movie in a theater full of people who were just laughing so hard throughout the whole thing. It was great to be, because the first time I saw it in the theater in many, 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 many years. And it was great. It was fun. So there you go. All right. You ever wonder what certain acronyms and initialisms actually mean, what they stand for? Like, for instance, I've got a bunch of them here that we can explain what they stand for and what they mean. Like, for instance, BMW. Esmeralda, do you know what BMW stands for?
Bavarian Motor Works.
Nice job.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My dad has a BMW.
It's a Bavarian Motor Works. That's translated into English, because it's a here's what it is in German. Let's see if I can even.
Oh boy.
It is Bayerische Motoren Werke.
Oh.
So, but it that translates to English in Bavarian Motor Works. Nice job. That was good.
Yeah. No, my dad has one, and it's an old one. So he has, like, the catalogs and magazines for
Oh,
the
he
parts.
Does? Oh, okay. Oh, he still has all that stuff in case he has to bring it in?
I mean, he has to.
Yeah.
Or he has to order stuff, because they're old. It's an older
model.
I want to say 90s BMW.
Okay, cool. All right, what about L.L. Bean?
Lauren loves Bean.
I was
going to
say
know.
Ladies love Bean.
Ladies
oh,
love
there you
Bean.
Go.
No, it's named after, the company is named after its founder, Leonwood Bean.
Leonwood Bean?
Leonwood Bean.
That's all right.
I don't know what that is. I don't understand it. His first name is Leon. Apparently, his middle name is Leonwood.
Wait.
And his last name is Bean.
Leonwood?
Yeah.
That's a name.
That's what it says here. It's Leonwood, one word. So his first name is Leon. His second name is Leon Wood. And his last name is Bean.
What?
Yeah.
I really dig that Leon.
Yeah, Leon Wood. if anybody has any acronyms or initialisms that they know about what they mean, you can call up 312-981-7200. Some of these are pretty interesting. How about CVS? Do you know what CVS stands for?
Systems. I don't know.
It is, when it was founded in 1963, CVS originally stood for Consumer Value Stores. At that time, it sold health and beauty products. Only in 1967 did CVS begin operating locations with pharmacy departments, and in 1969, CVS was sold to the Melville Corporation, and in 96, it became CVS Corporation. So, well, they've been around since 1963. Why do they seem so new to me?
I don't think we had them.
We didn't have them in Chicago,
yeah.
Right? We're a Walgreens city.
Exactly.
So, yeah, Consumer Value Stores. That's what it represents. Let's see. How about A&W? Do you know what A&W, you know, the root beer and the restaurants and stuff, A&W?
Arnold Washington.
Wait, one guy and they put the and in the middle?
Yep. No, it's two.
It's two guys. Oh, it's Arnold and Washington?
Arnold and Washington.
Okay, well, it's Allen and Wright.
I was close.
Roy Allen and Frank Wright. Those are the founders of A&W. How about M&M's?
Milky... mud. I don't
Milky Mud. That was my radio name in college. Yeah, Milky Mud in the mornings.
This is the first thing that came to mind.
Milky Mud.
This is like a blues man.
Yeah.
Milky Mud.
Time for Milky Mud. He's seen a lot in his life. Some of it's milky, some of it's mud. Da-na-na-na. I'm surprised you didn't get at least one of the M's.
No, no milk?
No, it's no mud and no milk.
Mm.
'Cause it's Mars. It's for...
Oh, right.
It's for... It's Forrest Mars Sr. and Bruce Murray. So it's Mars and Murray. And that's M-U-R-R-I-E. Okay, what about 3M? The 3M company.
Materials.
Keep going.
Marks.
Mud. Milky.
I can't think of any other M words.
The 3M company, which became its legal name in 2002, is an abbreviation of its former moniker, which is the Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing Company.
Of course.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Here's Lonnie on WGN. Hi, Lonnie.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
I was wanting to mention that sometimes acronyms become their own word, like the ATM machine.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, what they're saying is automatic teller machine.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And I put in my PIN number, and
right.
They're actually saying personal identification number.
Right.
And like the VIN number you hear a lot. Vehicle identification number.
Right. Yeah.
It's just that, you know, the VIN or the number, the acronyms become their own word. They get used so often.
Right. Yeah. To ATM, actually, yeah. ATM machine kind of drives me crazy when people say ATM machine.
Yeah.
I just like, no, the M means machine. You don't have to say machine. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I hear Interstate I-55. So they're actually saying Interstate 55.
Right. Esmeralda, do you do that during reports?
I don't think so. No, I call it the part that I call I-55, it's I-55.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Interstate I-55. That's pretty good. That's a good one. Yeah. All right, Lonnie. Thanks, buddy.
Okay. Thanks, Nick.
Take care. All right. Here is Harold on WGN. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, IBM, you know what this stands for?
I happen to have that right in front of me. So tell everybody. I won't ruin it for you since you called in.
Okay. Well, there's a asterisk next to it, but it's International Business Machines.
International Business Machines. Yeah, that's what IBM stands for.
But here's the thing. You probably know this. I don't know. Maybe Esmeralda does not know it. I'll ask you to take the letters IBM, write down the preceding letter to each of those three letters in the alphabet.
Right.
So I is the word.
I'm guessing she hasn't seen the movie that you're referring to. That would be my guess. Yeah, that would be my guess.
So tell everybody what it is.
It's HAL. Have you seen 2001, Esmeralda?
Oh, no, I haven't, but I know about HAL.
So HAL is that's where they got the name. They just took the preceding letter of each word. So it's like H-I and then H-A-B. And
well,
then
that worked out.
And then HAL. Yeah, that's what they were trying to make a statement about IBM. So they called the computer HAL. So, yeah. All right, Harold, thanks, buddy.
Take care, guys.
All right, man, there you go. Yeah, that's a nice little tidbit of information there. That's how they named HAL the computer that goes rogue.
Right. And it also worked out because it's a name.
Yeah.
Because they could have just come out some terrible sounding.
Right. With no consonants. With no vowels. So.
Hey, NPT.
Yeah.
Like, no, that doesn't roll off the tongue.
Nipped.
Yeah.
Open the pod bay doors, HAL. HAL, open the pod bay doors.
What's his name, Dave?
Dave, yeah.
I can't do that, Dave.
I'm sorry, Dave.
Yeah.
I can't do that. You know, Christopher Nolan is by hand restoring Kubrick's 2001 to its original glory and is financing a 70mm release.
What do you mean by hand?
Like, he's got film. He's got, like, negatives, and he's working on the film.
He himself?
Yeah.
He's just in a room somewhere?
Well, I'm sure
dusting
he's got,
it?
Sure,
what
I'm
is
sure,
he?
I'm sure he's got a crew, but he's cleaning, okay. he's cleaning up the negative. And
I imagine
gonna,
he's real busy just sitting there.
Yeah, well, it's just one of his favorite movies. Well, if you've seen Interstellar, then you know that, you know, Nolan really likes 2001 because Interstellar owes a great debt to 2001 Space Odyssey.
Is that the one with the love?
With what?
The thing, everything's cured by love or whatever.
No.
Which one's that one?
Well, everything is cured by love. Interstellar.
No, that like they figure everything that's happening is love.
No.
What was that movie with?
McConaughey is in Interstellar.
Yeah. And in the end, they're like, oh, love moved whatever to give you the answers.
Not really.
Remember he goes to the thing and he's like, oh, it's because he loves her.
Well, there's love in the movie, but
whatever.
It's not the reason for what happened. Did you see the movie?
Yeah.
You saw it?
And he's like leaving clues or whatever?
Yeah, because he's traveling
future.
Through time. No, he's traveling through time and
he's
trying to get...
Like, it was love that did it all alone.
Oh, that's not what the whole message of the movie is. But you can't reduce that movie to that.
Well, I saw that part. I went, I'm out.
Oh, that was my favorite movie of that year, like by far. I thought that movie was amazing. I was destroyed by that movie. I was sobbing at the end of that movie, like sobbing. But yeah, but clearly, if you see Interstellar, one of the major influences on that movie is 2001, and Nolan loves that movie. So he's personally, you know, going to finance a fantastic re-release in 70mm. I think he's even going to transfer it to IMAX, and it's going to get a full release because he loves that movie. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio right here on Michigan Avenue, Wednesday morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we are talking about acronyms and what they stand for and what they mean. And if you have some fun ones, you can call us up, talk a little bit more about this. And then we're going to get into some of the best pitchmen. on TV, pitch men and pitch women on TV, and some of the legendary ones. And we'll even talk about some of the local ones, too. So that's calling up because we lost the Menards guy, 91 years old, Ray's Manda. He was the Menards guy. So, all right. Acronyms is what we're talking about. You want to jump in, 312-981-7200. I want to thank Dan Long filling in for Dan Shagru this morning. And let's go to Trucker Rich. Hey, Rich.
Hey, Nick. Hey. When you started bringing up acronyms, I just started to smile internally because anybody that's been in the military knows there's about 10,000 of them that we can't mention on the air.
Right.
But, BSA motorcycles, I believe that's pretty small arms.
Okay.
And everybody associates an AR-16. They say it stands for assault rifle, but it stands for Armalite rifle, model 16.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, just all the acronyms you can't use in the military. I'm sure you've used them, and
yeah.
You just have to sit and smile when you say acronyms when you've been in the military.
Yeah, so. No, I understand what you mean. I understand what you mean, and I know one of the ones that I know gets used. We can't tell you what it means, but FUBAR is a good one.
Right, that one goes with snafu.
Right, yes, it does. There's a food meal that that guys in the military eat that they refer to as SOS.
Right, cream chip beef.
But, yep. Right.
You know, they use hamburger or sausage in it.
Right.
And then there's dilly gaff.
Oh.
And yeah, you could probably figure that one out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then swag.
I don't think I know that one.
Scientific wild blank guess.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's a good one, too. Yeah, there's a ton of them. All right, Rich, thank you, sir.
Yeah. All right, yep, take care.
All right, buddy, have a good morning. Today. Take care.
Right,
there you go.
Yep, bye-bye.
All right, we have to break here, and I'm getting loopy now, man. Seriously, I'm just like, what the hell's going on? We're going to take a break. We got more acronyms and all that cool stuff coming up right here. The news is after this. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN. How is everybody? It's Wednesday morning, we're not doing Wild Card Wednesday this morning. My producer Dan Shagru is off. He'll be off for the rest of the week. Death in the Family, and that Dan Long is filling in this morning. So we'll do the Wednesday and Thursday themed bump music requests next week. We'll get back to that regular stuff. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and we are talking about acronyms or initialisms and what they stand for, and having a little fun with that. If you'd like to join us, it's 312-981-7200 for talking text. All right, Esmeralda, do you know what TCBY stands for?
Tasty, creamy, something yogurt.
No. It is, TCBY is the country's best yogurt.
Oh, wow.
The country's best yogurt. And that's another one that gets redundant, too, because a lot of people say, hey, TCBY yogurt.
Right.
So it's another one where people throw in the extra word there. It doesn't need to be there. It used to mean, listen to this, Esmeralda, because now it means the country's best yogurt. And it used to mean, this can't be yogurt.
That sounds like that SNL, but almost pizza.
Yeah. What is it?
It's almost pizza.
It's almost pizza. It's crawling around on the
floor. So it's food? Not quite.
Not quite. This can't be yogurt, but they were sued by a rival frozen yogurt chain called I Can't Believe It's Yogurt, which was founded 4 years before TCBY. So they had to change their what it means to the country's best yogurt. This can't be yogurt. I guess because it tastes so rich and sweet and creamy that you didn't expect it to be yogurt, that you think it's like a very high-calorie ice cream treat. Now, what about Kmart?
Mm.
It's only the K, by the way.
Right. no idea.
It's the guy. It's the person. Now, I wouldn't expect anybody to know this. It's Sebastian S. Kresge.
No. Oh.
So it's Kresge Mart. That's what it stands
for.
Yeah,
Kmart sounds better.
Kmart does sound better. What about, well, you? This one, I didn't realize it. Well, yeah, I guess a DSW.
No. Goodness, no idea.
Really?
Darn. Suede.
No, you know what they sell at DSW,
yeah,
right?
Shoes.
Right, so don't you think the S would not be suede and it would be shoe?
Well, what's D?
Designer Shoe Warehouse.
Oh.
What about JCPenney?
That's a person, isn't it?
Yeah. What does a JC stand for?
John Carpenter.
Wow!
Is it?
No.
Oh.
I'm just glad that you mentioned John Carpenter's name. I like to mention John Carpenter's name at least once every broadcast.
That's all I could think of for JC.
Well, that's good. It's James Cash Penny.
Really?
Yeah.
What is with these names?
James Cash Penny. His parents might have had a sense of humor with that middle name. What
Leon,
do you think?
Leon Wood.
Leon Wood Bean.
James Cash Penny.
All right, we got some people on the phone. Here is, let's see, here's Glenn on WGN. Go ahead, Glenn.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
All right.
But, I don't know the real name for it. I used to transport the railroad crew, and that rear, that thing with the flashing red light on the back of the train, they call it Fred.
They call it Fred?
Yes. Fred stands for Reagan rear end device.
Okay.
You can add whatever name you want at the end of the F, but
yeah,
that's what they call it.
That's what they call it. So that's Fred, the light on the flashing light on the back of a train.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know the real name, but hey, Fred's good enough.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, Glenn, thank you.
All right.
There you go.
Hey, you're welcome. Have a nice
one. All right, here we go. Here is Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
All right.
Long time I haven't talked to you. I was off a little bit with the hernia operation, so I was recuperating.
Oh, God. All right. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah. I was going to bed at 2 o'clock, so I wasn't listening yet.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, how about a song with an acronym?
Okay.
SWLBR by Cream.
Okay.
Stands for She Was Like a Bearded Rainbow.
All right. That makes sense, considering Cream's lyrics make no sense. yeah, there's a, what's the, oh man, why am I blanking on this, the Prince song on 1999, that's an acronym, it's Dance Music Sex Romance, so it's DMSR.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know Black Sabbath has a couple also.
NIB?
Yeah.
Well, here it is.
Hey, I love that guitar.
Yeah, it's great.
Clapton had a great sound back then.
Yeah, he did. He absolutely did. Cream was great. Cream was a great band. All right, Mike, thanks, man.
All right, Nick, have a good day.
Take care, buddy. All right. Some songs with acronyms in them. NIB is a Sabbath song, and then Dance Music Sex Romance, DMSR, from Prince. That's on 1999. I'm sure there are more. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. What's going on, bud?
Hey.
That NIB is Nativity in Black.
That's right. I know. Yes.
And Arby's is America's Roast Beef. Yes, sir.
You know, I vaguely remember that kind of rings a bell.
Yeah, and then I got one that's a pet peeve for me.
All right.
It's sports related. is everybody says, yeah, he went 2 for 4 and had 4 RBIs. It's not RBIs because it's not run batted
in. Oh, it's not run batted ins.
Yeah.
It's runs it's batted run. In. Yeah.
Yeah. So he had 3 RBI.
Okay. That one's everybody's guilty of doing that though, Dan or Mike.
No, I know. It's just one of my pet peeves.
And it's also, but it's also not
all the time.
And it's also, it's also. I mean, you've got ribbies too, because people refer to them as ribbies. So.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. Thanks, man.
Yep. Take it easy, bro.
Yep. All right. Okay, Esmeralda. Taser.
That's ball. I didn't know that was an acronym.
The name Taser comes from Tom Swift and his electric rifle, a 1911 science fiction novel by Victor Appleton that imagined an electric gun. The device from the book was the inspiration for the real-life Taser. So it's Tom Swift and his electric rifle. That doesn't work out, though.
I'm so curious. Wait, so is the Arby's one real?
Yeah. Yeah, the Arby's one is real.
What came first?
What?
The Arby's? And then, like, we got to put some words to it.
No, no, no. I think that the America's Roast Beef, yes, sir, I would guess.
That's just an odd.
Yeah.
It's an odd name for a place.
Yeah. Well, it's an odd place, Esmeralda.
That is true.
It's a lovely, lovely place as far as I'm concerned. I love Arby's, but it is odd. Do you know what ZIP in zip code stands for?
Zone in place.
That's not bad. It's zone. You got the first word right.
Uh-huh.
It's zone improvement plan. What is that? What?
Interesting.
Zone improvement plan.
So zone improvement plan code.
Yeah. All right. What about Mac? And this is the makeup.
Oh.
So not like the computer.
Right.
Mac. You should be able to get the first one.
Makeup.
Yep.
And color.
It's makeup, art, cosmetics.
Oh.
But wouldn't cosmetics also be redundant? Isn't cosmetics the same as makeup?
I think so.
Yeah, I think they're the same thing. It was founded by makeup artist and photographer Frank Toskin and salon owner Frank Angelo with the goal of creating cosmetics that photographed well. All right. How about H&M?
Harry and Maude.
No. You mean Harold and Maude? Maybe
that. Nope, Harry.
Harry, okay. Mm-hmm. Different guy.
Different guy.
All right. The company started in 1947 as women's fashion retailers Hens, Swedish for hers. In 1968, they acquired hunting apparel and fishing equipment retailer Moritz Widfors. And then the name became Hens and Moritz. And then in 1974, they just simplified it to H&M. Okay. Well, there you go. Yeah. We're playing a little of the Knack this morning. You want to talk about a huge album, man. Oh, man. 1979. Oh, man. That was a big album. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we are talking about acronyms and initialisms and what they stand for and all that stuff. 312-981-720. We got a few texts here. Nick in the 219 area code says, Nick, actually Arthur C. Clarke in the preface to 2010 maintains that the letters HAL coming before IBM was just happenstance and not intentional.
Oh, okay.
BMO Harris Bank. BMO is Bank of Montreal Harris. Okay. The F in Fred stands for flashing rear end device, also known as EOTD, end of train device. 773 area code says, here's a good acronym, laser light amplification by simulated emitted radiation. Light amplification by simulated emitted radiation, Tim says. That's laser. 920 area code says, WD-40. We had this in a play that I directed, Esmeralda. We did this I did this play called Black and Blue, which was about two brothers. One's a Sox fan, one's a Cubs fan. And I co-wrote it and directed it. And we had a character, because it all took place in a bar, which was shocking that I wrote a show that took place in a bar. And it took place over the course of a bunch of years, detailing how these brothers' relationship is challenged, because one's a hardcore Sox fan, one's a hardcore Cubs fan. And it goes up through the 2005 World Series, when the Sox won the World Series, and it goes like a year later after that. And at one point, there are two old timers who are in the bar. They're the barflies. They're there every day. You know the type of people I'm talking about, Esmeralda. They're there all the time, mm-hmm. and they're older than everybody else in the room, and they don't like anybody but locals coming into the bar. They're those kind of guys. And one of them he has a notebook in front of him throughout the entire play, and every time he hears like a fact or something, he writes it down in his notebook, and then sometimes he reads from them. And this was one of my favorite. The actor who played the character, Zach Bloomberg played him. Bloomfield played him. And he brought in some facts. He would look up some facts and write them in his book, and then I would let him throw two or three random ones out, you know, a night, just to, you know, keep it fresh. Because that's one of the things that we used to do at the factory, and they still do at the factory, is it's all original work, and every once in a while, if you want to keep people on their toes, you can change up some of the lines or references or throw in a joke here that wasn't in the night before. You know, there's always room for at least 5-6 lines within, you know, your dialogue where you can mix it up a little bit. And that was like his thing. He had a whole bunch of facts. And one night during rehearsal, he pulls this one out. He goes, hey, did you know? And he looks in his book. It's just a sweet performance, too. He looked in his book and he goes, WD-40, do you know what WD-40 stands for? Did you know this, Esmeralda? Do you know what WD-40?
I don't.
And this is true. And I thought he was joking. I thought he made it up. But it's water displacement 40th attempt. And it's because that's how many times it took the manufacturers to figure out the recipe, so they threw it in the name of the. That's Kathy sent that one in, but that's really true, because when Zach said it during rehearsal after, because I'd made a note, and after rehearsal I'm like, water displacement 40th attempt, that's pretty funny, and he's like, no, it's true, and I'm like, oh, all right, it's a keeper. That's weird too. All right, what about Dare? You know?
Oh, I know Dare. It's drug, alcohol. Oh man. Something education.
It is drug abuse resistance. Okay. Education. Drug abuse resistance education.
Shame on me.
Should have known that.
I know. Went through the whole thing.
You know, GEICO stands for something.
What?
Yeah.
Did not.
Yeah. Here's what it stands for. Government Employees Insurance Company. Because when GEICO first started, it was targeted at U.S. government employees and military. And so they kept the name. So it's Government Employees Insurance Company.
Hmm.
How about NECO, those wafers that everybody seems to be going loopy?
No idea.
New England Confectionery Company.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so that was the... Okay, I see.
Yeah. Let's see. UPS.
United Postal Service.
Parcel. I don't think you can use the word postal and not be the U.S.
The Postal Service. Yeah.
What about ALF, the puppet?
Alien Life Form.
That's right. Alien Life Form. You know what his real name was?
Oh, no.
ALF had a real name.
I just know he's from Melmac.
He is. He's Gordon Shumway.
Oh, that's right. Gordon Shumway.
Oh my god, I want to eat a cat.
He turned into Leon Leonwood.
Yeah, and then let's do one more here. All right. Okay, how about ESPN?
Sports Network. That's all I got.
It's Entertainment Sports Programming Network.
Oh, okay.
ESPN.
See, the ones that I get all I've had to look up are the new ones the kids use when they're writing things.
Oh, I see.
Like the feeling when. TFW.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Or I don't know.
For anything. The win.
I know for the win. Hey, how about YOLO and then throw a sandwich?
That's true.
That's one of my favorite stories ever that we've ever had. The kid in the school who got into trouble, Dan, because he stood up and screamed YOLO and whipped a sandwich at somebody. And then he got written up for it. All right. Okay, we have to break here. We got the news coming up next, and then we're going to talk about TV pitchmen. I'll talk about some local Chicago TV pitchmen and then the famous TV pitchmen because we lost the Menards guy last week. All right, we'll take a break, and the news is next.